cry on. You don't know what to believe. All I know is in my dreams she wants me.
Big light.
Did I tell you I'm getting a speedboat?
that I'm wearing, it wasn't built to last. If you want any part of it, you better grab it fast. Sharp. I know it's bound to fade. My mind's still sharp. I know it's bound to fade. Let's make more memories together before mine fade away.
This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Fame. July, what I say.
Ugly, ugly, all under my bed. He done a voodoo to do me. Yeah, he done a voodoo to do me. if I rolled up my sleeves, I discovered what was hidden that whole time. Yeah, you were playing like a Spider-Man with me. When I took off your mask, I discovered you were not really mine.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Oh, medication. It's gonna take a little bit of concentration. You can't point a finger or two without five pointing back at you. You were ready for the desecration.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Like a ghost. That's always when I want you most. I can't remember where I am. Been staring at the clock again.
something you never knew, telling you who has lost, telling you who's been winning. But they say he's a village idiot.
Today. is your friend. You know no other. This is the end of another and another. You pick up all the pieces, leave the rest to dry. Like some sort of creature with five days eyes. You took from me my little sweet girl. Today was the day you made us all cry. Tomorrow's another day and the sun still shines.
Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5.